אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא חיבור העולם בדור האחרון. אנחנו בקטע מספר 20.
We're reading chosen excerpts about the connection of the world in the last generation. We're in excerpt 20. Excerpt 20. The religious form of all the nations should first obligate its members to bestow upon each other to the extent that the life of one's friend will come before one's own life, as in love your friend as yourself. One will not take pleasure in society more than a straggling friend. This will be the collective religion of all the nations that will come within the framework of communism. However, besides this, each nation may follow its own religion and tradition, and one must not interfere in the other.
He's writing, as much as our attitude has to be open towards everyone, that except for connection from everyone for the benefit of everyone, person, that should be the general religion. That in this way needs to cover all of us. In that, each one has to help the others. What we're trying to do with disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, even though it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's a religion. That's what he's saying in the essence of the religion and its purpose, that love between all people, that is the purpose. In the essence of religion article, he explains it. That's the essence of religion. And in this, we need a development, and there will be a development, and development will end in that too, and we're starting it now. That's why we're called the first generation of the last generation. Questions? Maybe read it again. Gilad.
Again, excerpt number 20. The religious form of all the nations should first obligate its members to bestow upon each other to the extent that the life of one's friend will come before one's own life, as in love your friend as yourself. One will not take pleasure in society more than a straggling friend. This will be the collective religion of all the nations that will come within the framework of communism. However, besides this, each nation may follow its own religion and tradition, and one must not interfere in the other.
So,
there's two ways he uses the word religion here. The religious form of all nations has to be in the connection between the mutual bestowal and so on. Then he says, except for that, every nation may follow its own religion and tradition. And then he adds, with their tradition, and one must not interfere with the other. Meaning, what's in your tradition, that every nation, that's their business. It's their inner laws, the way they behave. The way they behave between. Each one eventually has to reach the general religious form, which means that each one is concerned of the other and the connection between everybody. PT3.
Toda.
Thank you. It's not clear what the validity, what the inner content will be of the tradition, as he calls it here, if there's already a religion of bestowal.
Well,
what you think, or how you behave at weddings, there's different kinds of forms of behavior.
That
it'll remain. No one disturbs each other in this. On the contrary, by this we can only see as much as we're different. But this difference can bring us moving us apart. Because each and every one is from a different root of the soul.
That's clear. But today, the inner content of religions and many traditions is a connection with the upper force. So if this connection with the upper force, which is the essence of the religions and traditions today, is changing with a whole different essence, love of others, and from there to love the Creator, then what's left from all the religions and traditions?
The traditions are going to stay the way they are. And religions will already understand that they don't really have anything but a tradition. Each and every one. Because they don't have connection with the Creator.
And what's the inner need in holding such external traditions?
It's a culture. Why not? If I have a birthday or a bar mitzvah, and each and every nation has such holidays, weddings, all kinds of things, why not? It strengthens a nation. It gives them a color for their existence. We shouldn't resist that, on the contrary. What we want is that these things won't cause the nations to move apart because of this. Mm-hmm. Okay, Niv? Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, how is it that when a person invests in society, he won't enjoy it more than those who invest less?
Because it'll be for his detriment if he enjoys from society more than the one who is behind.
But that's how it turns out.
So each one will be concerned about an equal level of life.
We learn that according to the exertion is the reward.
Spiritual reward. The spiritual reward. In spirituality, we always remain according to the actions is a reward.
And in corporeality, it shouldn't be this way?
In corporeality, it should be according to what a person demands, what he needs. That's it. If you need more from your neighbor because you have 20 kids and you're fatter and you need more food, so why not to give it to you? And your neighbor, you don't need because he has 2.5 kids and he's skinny. So each one receives according to what his nature needs, no more or less.
Baltia 1.
When a person attains this high degree of awareness of love your friend as yourself, what religions can remain at all? Since religions lose their meanings.
Religion.
So all religions, get a different form, a new kind of form. That's true. Turkey 4.
Rav, as we know, there are some religious or cultural practices that have some sort of spiritual root. For example, circumcision, Brit Milah. And even though a person is not religious, when person have a boy, it circumcised that boy. Or eating pig. Person can be secular or religious, even turkey. It's even, I am though secular, but it's even hard for me to eat a pig, eat a pork. So there are some things culturally too tight. So are we going to separate this from its spiritual root or not? This is my question.
There are spiritual roots, but we now aren't correcting them or speaking about them. Like he's saying, each one can follow his religion and tradition, and there's nothing about it. The main thing is to reach connection between everyone. Each one is free to behave in whichever way he does. Towards himself, but we're all connected to one society. That is actually the rule of correction. Ita one.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Che ruolo hanno?
Buongiorno.
Che ruolo hanno le religioni nel sistema delle correzioni? C'è un qualche avanzamento qui?
In the religions in the system of correction, would that advance?
The religions need to be kept until we raise the matter of religion into a spiritual height. That it'll be, love your friend as yourself. That's it. And then, in the connection between us and love your friend as yourself, we will see what needs to be kept or what shouldn't be kept, and in this way we'll grow.
PT6.
Yes, Rav, maybe you just answered, but I'll still ask. You said that tradition strengthens the country, the nation, and gives color to its existence. The question, until the final correction, will every tradition will stay the same, or gradually there's going to be a global tradition?
I can't say. According to what we understand from Bala Sulam, because we're not in Gemar Tikkun, so I can't tell you from what I see and understand, but I don't see and I don't understand. I think that it's going to be revealed and corrected on the final degree, where there's really going to be, the Lord will be king on all the land, and it will be one, and his name is one. Then there'll be no differences between anyone, and everybody's going to connect in such a way that each one completes the others to such an extent that there won't be any difference between anyone. That also all these customs will complete each other. That's what I think. I think, not that I know or understand.
The question is this: the trend of development until the final correction is that gradually we'll see every nation staying in their tradition and religion, or the opposite, we'll start seeing countries connecting and getting a similar or the same characteristic.
I asked Rabash that more or less, and he said that he can't say. These are things that will still change in us many times along the way. I understand this. As much as we're all coming closer to our root, the one unique and unified, that there's none else besides him. By that we will unite in a better way all of our traditions, and it'll be more clear to us how we need to exist in the 7,000. Yes.
German 4.
Ja, noch eine Frage bitte zur Verbreitungsarbeit und dem Wort Kommunismus. Wie kann man, die Frage, wie kann man den Begriff Kommunismus
question about the work in dissemination
oder eventuell abändern,
and it's about this word communism.
Negativ besetzt wird.
This word communism has a negative connotation. How can we change this concept, this term, communism, when we disseminate?
That means a society where each one is concerned to the, about the other, and everyone's connected. And what happens to society is felt in each and every one as its own. Communism comes from the word commune, which is connecting many people into one body. And then we all lose our feeling of self and live from the general feeling. That's it. Obviously, we'll need to adapt these things. Also, the word communism itself, it's a word of slander today.
PT24.
Continue this. This state can exist in a society when we're not all the friends are in a spiritual attainment?
Of course, there are some that don't have any contact, but only through friends, through acquaintances, and so on. Meaning, every style and every will to receive that exists in reality will have still an opportunity to fill his cell in the system of the general soul of Adam Arishon.
But if a person is controlled by the ego, what does he care about spirituality, about the Creator, about all the others, other fulfillments, except for what he wants to receive?
I guess there'll be such trouble and problems that he'll want to know how to get out of it. We're at 20, right?
We read 20, yes.
Okay, read 21.
Excerpt 21. The rules of the equal religion for the entire world are as follows. 1. One should work for the well-being of people as much as one can, and even more than one's ability, if needed, until there is no hunger or thirst in the entire world.
2.
One may be diligent, but no person shall benefit from the society more than the stragglers. There will be an equal standard of living for all. 3. Although there is religion, tokens of honors should be imparted according to the religion. The greater the benefit one contributes to society, the higher the decoration one shall receive. 4. Refraining from showing one's diligence toward the benefit of society will induce punishment according to the laws of society. 5. Each and every one is committed to the labor of raising ever higher the living standard of the world society So all the people in the world will enjoy their lives and will feel more and more happiness.
Those are the rules. Baal HaSulam writes about them because he attained that degree. That's why he writes it, he interprets it for us. And we can only imagine how much more time or efforts it'll take until we ascend to such a degree and exist in it. But still, these things need to be in our plan of dissemination, and we have to understand that this is what is before us. Obviously, it can be through great wars, great suffering, that we'll try to reach them, but with all of our attempts, we will still go into all kinds of problems on the way, and we can't run from them. There's no way to avoid it. But that's what's going to be. Eventually, we'll reach a state that the whole world will receive this form. Okay, friends, here I want to say goodbye. Tomorrow we will already give you a lesson from a different place. Probably the broadcast will be better too. We'll come back from the mountains where we are now to Batumi. There's already civilization and everything's okay. So all the best to you all and goodbye. And in 2 days, we can't wait to come back to you. And also, regards to our new grandpa, Avi Sofer, many more. So that's it. All the best. Bye.
Yes, thank you very much, Rav. We're going to have a song, and immediately after that, we'll continue with our social plans. So let's go.
What goes on here between us in this life we're all dying to know? What awakens between us in my heart? I can't take it no more. If we've made it so far, it's a sign that we're close to our goal. So we march on together and soon we'll discover our soul. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no we won't stop. Keep moving together, we let no one try. Let it all out, leave all your cares and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no we won't stop. We climb up the ladder, we climb to the top. La 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 la. De girar en ascensos, descensos, un cambio global nos empuja a despertar para cada día el tiempo acelerar. Caminamos por años, desiertos y mares, así con fuerza podremos sostenernos juntos al fin. Ven a bailar, ven a cantar.
amor que hay aquí, sin aflicción, sin retracción. Marchemos al frente y nunca hacia atrás. Un Irgun, un Ashir.